But once again, Happy New Year to you all. I hope that you're excited about this wonderful new year that the Lord has blessed us with. I know He's excited. And so let's seek to welcome Him like we never have before. Getting into our text for today, pretty stark. Did you notice that contrast that Isaiah provides in the first reading today? That we see the barrenness and desolation of sin are clearly on display. Isaiah leaves no doubt about the pain caused by veering away from God. And it is quite painful, whether we recognize it or not. This is precisely what happens in our hearts and our lives when we sin. Precisely. Sometimes we aren't aware of it, but that's what happens. Now, on the other side of the contrast, Isaiah also portrays a beautiful yearning for God amidst this barrenness of sin. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes people turn away from Him, but this yearning for God to get back to Him, Isaiah is portraying. And this helps his audience, which includes us, to recognize the huge difference between living for God, being prepared, staying awake, being nourished by the Lord, and living for yourself and this world, which that's the spiritual slumber. That's where this barrenness, this dryness, this alienation comes from. But now, just to be clear, we're the ones that turn away from Him. He doesn't turn away. Sometimes it seems like maybe He's not there, right? But He never turns away. So don't blame Him. Sometimes we do, right? Shake a fist at the Lord. Why aren't you doing my will, Lord? What is this? But He never turns away. Rather, He's always offering Himself to you entirely, offering you a way out of slavery to this world and into His world of peace, freedom, and joy. That's what He wants for all of us this year. Moreover, as Paul teaches in today's second reading, God has already enriched you in every way with all discourse and all knowledge through the proclamation of the good news and your immersion into Christ through the sacramental life of the church. That's a pretty amazing reality, right? So God not only offers Himself entirely to you, but He also gives you everything you need to welcome Him and to flourish in doing so. It's amazing. He's literally offering us everything right now. This isn't some far-off, mythical, unattainable ideal. No, as Paul also says, you are not lacking any spiritual gift. So that's another wow. Remember he said earlier, you're enriched in every way, not just a few ways, every way, with all discourse, with all knowledge, you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. That's how generous the Lord is. But then Paul continues and says, He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He yearns so deeply for this, for each and every one of us. And brothers and sisters, you just need to say yes every day and let Him do this. He's not going to force it on you. You got to say yes. But you also need to keep saying yes. Keep choosing Him every day or you're going to drift away. And this is why Christ Himself is so adamant. We hear Him in the gospel passage. Be watchful. Be alert. You do not know when the time will come. He wants us to be ready, right? He doesn't want to find you sleeping when He comes again. Instead, He wants to find you alert, fully alive and vibrant in His love. A shining exemplar of what it means to be a true Christian. But He doesn't just desire that, you know, whenever the time comes. He wants it to be now, every day. Because that's the best way to live. That's the way you and I were created to live. And that is what Advent, and really the whole of Christian life, is all about. Being prepared. Being prepared. Dying to yourself and rising to new life in Christ each and every day. Not being lulled to sleep by the wiles of the wicked one and the lures of this world. No, being ready to welcome the Lord each day anew. Especially at Christmas time, is that's what Advent is geared towards, right? So that you can welcome Him not with fear, but with inexpressible and pure joy when the time comes, the time that Paul's talking about, which is really the end of your life or the end of the world, whichever comes first. Now, believe it or not, friends, we don't just jump straight from Thanksgiving to Christmas, despite what, especially the business community, but society more broadly, wants us to believe. We need this sacred season of Advent to ready the way for the birth of our Savior. And yes, in case you're curious, that's what Christmas is all about too. It's not about big piles of gifts and parties, and it's about Jesus first and foremost. Now, there's nothing wrong with shopping for gifts and having parties and decorating and whatnot, but the primary focus, by a long shot, a really, really long shot, needs to be Jesus. He's got to be the primary focus. He is the gift. He is the reason for the season, so to speak. Without Him, there's no Christmas at all. There's no Christmas whatsoever. That's Christ Mass. That's what Christmas means, right? There would be no redemption. There'd be no hope for anything beyond this earthly life without Jesus. In short, there would only be the desolation and barrenness of sin that Isaiah so starkly portrays. So, what are we going to do? Well, brothers and sisters, ready the way for the Lord this Advent with great gusto. What does that mean? Well, make at least one good confession. Come to Mass, of course, on the Sundays of Advent and also on the Holy Days. There is one Holy Day. That's next week. We'll talk about it in the announcements, the Immaculate Conception. Come to daily Mass if you can, once or twice. It's not going to kill you, I swear. You're going to be all right. Spend more time in prayer. Come to adoration. Make sure you're praying each day. Extend your prayer a little bit. This is a season of simplicity and silence. Amidst all the chaos around us, we're meant to spend this time in silent, simple prayer with the Lord to get back to basics, so to speak. Remember, though, that you aren't just called to personal relationship with Christ, which you are, but that's not the end. You're definitely called to personal relationship. This comes through ongoing conversion that we talk about fairly frequently, right? Especially confession and Eucharist. But you're called to go beyond, or maybe extend that personal relationship beyond is a better way to say, to go out and build up the body of Christ to help many others to stay awake too. That's our call as a Eucharistic people, to keep building up that body, building up each other, bringing more people into the fold. So, what does this mean? Well, invite someone to come with you to Mass. And not the same person each week. Invite somebody else each time. Encourage others to go to confession and adoration. Invite them to come with you as well. Building up that body once again. And I strongly encourage you to make a New Year's resolution to keep many or even all of these practices throughout the whole year so that you will truly be ready. People make all kinds of New Year's resolutions on January 1st that they're never going to keep, right? Most of those are gone after a week. But this is the real deal. That's just a secular holiday. It's just a blip on the map. This is real stuff. So make your New Year's resolution with the Lord, brothers and sisters, and you won't be disappointed. So whatever you end up doing this Advent, make sure you ask the Lord what His will is for you, and then allow Him to lead. And He might lead you out to do some shopping for others, right? To do some decorations, those kind of things that we do. But especially allow Him to lead your heart and your soul, so you can then receive Him like never before when Christmas arrives in due time. So friends, throughout this holy season of Advent, throughout the beginning of this new year, let us make this our prayer each and every day, all day. Come, Lord Jesus, come.